The following announcement is brought to you by the makers of Lipton Soup.
Folks, in this, the crisis of the war, all of us want to back our boys in the attack. Here's one way of doing it. Support the Fifth War Loan and buy more bonds than before.
Put across the Fifth War Loan. When you buy bonds, buy double. Rinso presents Big Sister. Yes, there's the clerk in Glen Falls Town Hall telling us it's time for Rinso's story of Big Sister. The warm sun is pouring through the open window of Ruth Wayne Big Sister's hotel room. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. John is lying on the bed reading, or at least pretending to read, and Ruth is at a small desk writing a letter, or at least she's trying to write a letter. Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
You almost through?
No, not quite, John.
Want to read me what you've written so far?
I've only written 2 sentences.
It's as bad as that.
Well, it isn't very good. But I'll read you what I've written.
Okay.
Richard, darling, this morning when I got up, you know the first thing that I thought of? I must write a letter to Richard. And do you know what else I thought of? I thought, well, it won't be long now, another year or two at the most, and Richard won't have to have Nettie reading my letters to him. He'll be able to read them for himself.
Well, go on.
I'm afraid I've reached the end of the line.
Oh.
Not much to say after sitting at the desk 15 minutes, is it? Oh, dear, I never was good at letter writing.
Oh. I always thought you were very good at it.
Now, you know better.
Ruth, darling, do you know something?
What?
We're getting into a bad habit.
Are we?
Mm-hmm. A very bad habit. The habit of not saying what we mean.
I don't follow you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your ability to write interesting and readable letters. But you can't write that letter to Richard because the kid wants to know when we're coming home. And that's the one question we can't answer. Huh? Isn't that so, Ruth?
Well, yes, I suppose it would be a help if I could name a definite date.
Help? It would make all the difference in the world. And since we're playing this truth and consequence game, let's follow through, shall we? Or at least, let me follow through.
What now, John?
There's no reason in the world for the two of us to be staying at this hotel. Has that ever occurred to you?
No.
Well, it should. It should have occurred to you a long time ago.
John, I'm afraid I don't understand you.
Ruth, the only sensible thing for you to do is to go home.
But, John, I thought...
Ruth, isn't it true that there's no practical purpose accomplished by your staying here? Isn't it true that now there's really no reason for you to stay away from Richard?
I don't see that at all.
You mean you... You do... But you don't want to admit it.
Darling, I don't know how we got started on all this, but... Tell me something, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go home?
Frankly?
Of course.
No.
Well, that's what I thought.
Well, that's no reason for you to stay around.
But you're wrong, John.
Oh, Ruth, darling, I shouldn't be so dependent on you.
Now, that's nonsense.
Well, I don't think it is. Ruth, you miss Richard and you miss
Nettie. Now, wait
Nettie
a minute, dear.
Well, I see no reason at
no,
all.
No, now, wait. Let me speak my little piece.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Now, this is going to be one of those in the first place and in the second place little speeches. And you better watch out, or I may have a third or a fourth point to add.
Well, let's have the first point.
Then. Right. Now, I think it's ridiculous for you to talk about being dependent on me. I think it's silly for you to want to see this thing through alone.
But, Ruth, I...
Now, I still have the floor, John. I'm not through by a long shot. Darling, let's not mince words. This is a painful, trying ordeal you're facing. And it would be unfair and unthinking and unwifelike for me to walk out on you.
But, Ruth, darling, I don't think so.
Well, I do. And I'm sure if you thought about it a little while longer, you'd think so, too. Certainly I miss little Richard. So do you.
Yes, I know. That's all very well, but...
Now, listen. Neither of us is here because we want to be here. And neither of us should leave before this thing is settled.
I know, but...
You say you want me here. I want you to want me here. Well, of course I miss Richard. My goodness, I'd miss you a lot more if I went back to Glen Falls. Now, let's have no more discussion about it, shall we, Joe?
All right, Ruth. We won't. But don't think I'm not grateful.
That word grateful I never liked.
Well, nevertheless...
Now, now, darling, if you start thanking me for staying here or any such nonsense, you're going to make me acutely uncomfortable. I'm sure you wouldn't want to do that.
No, darling. I wouldn't want to make you acutely uncomfortable. Matter of fact, I'd give a great deal if I could make you comfortable.
Now, don't worry about me.
Oh, but I am.
But you shouldn't be.
Ruth, one of these days, I'm going to make up to you for all this.
And I don't like that.
Why not?
Because it implies there's something you have to make up for.
There is.
But there isn't. You couldn't have helped what happened any more than, well, than I could. And it's perfectly ridiculous for you to feel a sense of guilt.
Yeah. That's it.
What's it?
That sense of guilt. That corrosive sense of guilt. Oh, Ruth, when I think there was a time when... I'm sorry. I'd better take it easy. Don't look so worried, Ruth.
I'm not. Why do you smile?
Well, not because I'm amused. But, Ruth, hearing you say you're not worried...
You think I'm lying?
No. I think you're being tactful.
Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? Well, I'm not being tactful. I said I wasn't worried, and I meant it. Of course, things aren't the way I'd like them to be. But I will tell you this. I was a lot more worried before we got here than I am now.
Well... I can't think of anything that's happened since we got here that should be reassuring. There's only one trouble with you, Ruth.
Only one?
Mm-hmm. Only one. And it isn't a trouble, exactly.
Well, come on, let's have it. What is it?
You're not a good actor. You say you're not worried, but right at this very moment, you're plenty worried. And I'll tell you what you're worried about, or don't I have to?
Oh, you'd better tell me.
Well, it's 1:35. I'm due at the Midwestern General Hospital at 2 o'clock. Should have been on my way to see Hollis Travers long before this. Why didn't you say something about it?
I didn't think I had to, John. I knew you hadn't forgotten about your appointment.
Oh, yes, but you could see me stalling.
Well, I knew you weren't eager to keep the appointment. I also knew you would keep it. You are going to keep it, aren't you, John? Why didn't you answer me? Oh, darling, I want to get home to see Richard, and so do you. But if we keep putting
you're
off...
Right. Yes, you're right. You're always right. Don't worry, I'll go see Hollis. In fact, I'll go there right now.
John.
Hello, Hollis.
Come in.
Thank you.
Let me have your hat.
I'm sorry I'm late.
I was worried you wouldn't come, but now that you're here, it doesn't matter.
Where's Miss Stone?
She'll be here later. Do you mind being alone with me?
What? Oh, why should I?
You shouldn't, but I thought you looked panicky for a minute when I... John, look at me.
Well, what's the matter?
You haven't once looked at me since you came in. Why do you do that, John?
Hollis.
After all, if we're to reach an understanding, if we too...
Hollis, don't do that.
Don't do what?
I'm here for a definite purpose. We came here
to... Yes, John. Why did we come here?
Well, to talk about... Well, there are things that happened to us.
All right, John. Let's talk about it. But this time, let me talk about myself. I've been talking about you all this time. Now let me tell you about myself.
Hollis, I...
Let me tell you how it feels, John, to have you so close and yet to know you're so far away. Especially after those days down on that island in the South Pacific. Those horrible and at the same time wonderful days.
Then we were as close together as two people ever could be.
Hollis, I'm afraid...
What is it, John?
Well, this is a mistake.
Why, John? Why is it a mistake? Does it make you uncomfortable when I talk this way?
I think it makes us both uncomfortable.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. And it shouldn't do that for you.
Hollis, we've a job to do.
Of course we have.
Well, let's get to it.
I will, John. I will in just a minute. John, is there any doubt in your mind that I want to see you get well?
Hollis, I don't think...
Nobody wants to see you get well any more than I do. I've more at stake than anyone else. John, take me in your arms.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Sometimes I wonder. Put your arms around me, John. Maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll make you remember. Put your arms around me, John, please.
Stop it, Hollis.
Everything else has failed. Maybe this will help you remember what happened down on that island and what we once meant to each other. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound bitter. But I can't help it, John. I love you.
Hollis, stop it. Stop it, I tell you.
You think I can? John, darling, listen to me.
Now, look, Hollis.
John, ever since I've been separated from you, I've had a sense of incompleteness. John, look at me. I've heard other men say that I'm beautiful. I must have seemed beautiful to you at one time. Put your arms around me, John. Kiss me.
Shall we go on with what we came for, Hollis? This nonsense has gone far enough.
Nonsense? Do you really think it's nonsense, John?
Well, now, what do you think it is?
I know what it is, John, but you don't. You're running away from something. John, listen. Listen carefully, my dear. You want to know why you're here. You want to know the real reason. It's because you want to recapture the happiness you had when you knew your own mind and were in love with me.
Stop it, Hollis.
Why do you want me to stop it?
This is ridiculous.
No, John, it isn't. John, don't be afraid to face the truth. Don't be afraid to look back. That's why you're having all this trouble, because you're afraid.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Then why did you ask for Miss Stone the minute you came in?
Well, all right, because...
The other day, when I suggested that you leave Ruth home alone, why did you agree? I'll tell you why. Because without your being aware of it, you wanted something like this to happen. You wanted to be alone with me. Isn't that true, John?
And now there's a long pause, and there's no sound in the room except the sound of the clock on the mantelpiece of Miss Stone's apartment. The clock that ticked eagerly, as if it hurried forever forward, like a child towards some imagined joy.
Well, it's come at last. The news we've all been waiting for. D-Day and the Allied invasion of Hitler's Fortress Europe. And so to our prayers for a speedy victory, let's add our mightiest efforts to help win this war.
If you are an unemployed woman, single or a non-farm housewife with no small children, there's a place and a need for you in war work. If we're to meet our war production goals, and we must meet them if we are to win the war, hundreds of thousands of women must get into war work this year. If you've been thinking about entering war work, remember, most war jobs are no heavier than ordinary household tasks. And remember, too, you'll be doing an important job for our country. Go to your local United States employment office and find where you are needed most. Do it now, today. We'll meet you again at Big Sisters tomorrow. This is Jim Amici speaking for Soapy Rich Rinso.
The town of Glens Falls and the names of all characters used on the broadcast are fictitious. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.